Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Couples Therapy at Home by Rachel Prescott is a practical relationship self-help book aimed at couples who want structured support without the cost, scheduling burden, or formality of traditional therapy. Positioned as a therapist-approved plan, it focuses on helping partners work through recurring conflict, improve communication, rebuild trust, and restore emotional and physical closeness. The book is designed for busy readers, which is reflected in its 30 minutes a day format and step-by-step exercises. Rather than presenting abstract relationship theory, it translates widely used couples therapy principles into home practice. The emphasis on behavioral change makes it especially relevant to readers who want concrete routines they can apply immediately. In that sense, the book sits within the modern relationship advice genre, but with a more structured, workshop-like approach than many general guides. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a home-based alternative to traditional couples therapy. The book's central promise is that couples can begin improving their relationship from home, using a brief daily practice instead of formal weekly sessions. That positioning matters because many couples want support but face barriers such as cost, time, embarrassment, or difficulty finding the right therapist. By framing the process as therapist-approved and manageable in 30 minutes a day, the book lowers the threshold for engagement. It suggests that meaningful progress does not require a clinical setting, only consistency and willingness from both partners. This makes the book less about diagnosing a relationship and more about creating a usable structure for change. The home-based model also shifts responsibility toward the couple's daily habits, which is a key distinction from books that merely offer advice. Its practical value lies in turning relationship improvement into a repeatable routine rather than a one-time insight. Secondly, breaking the blame and defend cycle in communication. A major focus of the book is stopping the blame and defend pattern that often keeps conflict unresolved. This is an important choice because many couples do not argue over only one issue. They get stuck in a repetitive interaction style where each person feels attacked and responds defensively. The book appears to address communication as a process problem, not just a content problem. And its mediation, they're interesting from Toplam, that means the issue is not only what partners say, but how they respond to each other emotionally and behaviorally. By emphasizing active listening, clearer expression of needs, and safer conversations, it gives couples tools to change the structure of conflict. This is more useful than generic advice to communicate better, because it identifies the cycle itself as the obstacle. The practical implication is that couples can begin reducing escalation and create conditions where disagreements become more manageable rather than automatically destructive. Thirdly, using evidence-based therapy models in an accessible format. The book draws on recognized couples therapy frameworks, such as the Gottman method, emotionally focused therapy, and cognitive behavioral therapy. That combination gives the book a stronger clinical orientation than many popular relationship titles. Each of these approaches contributes a different emphasis patterns of interaction, emotional responsiveness, and thought behavior links. The value of blending them is that it creates a more complete toolkit for readers facing different kinds of relationship strain. At the same time, the book seems to translate those models into plain language and exercises, which makes the material approachable for non-specialists. This is an important balance, because a therapy-informed book can easily become too technical or too broad. Here, the appeal is that readers get evidence-based ideas without needing prior knowledge of psychotherapy. Its strength is not in offering new research, but in making established methods usable for everyday couples at home. Fourthly, rebuilding intimacy and passion as part of relationship repair. The book does not treat intimacy as separate from conflict. Instead, it presents emotional and physical closeness as something that often weakens when communication breaks down. That is a realistic framing because many long-term relationships experience distance, reduced affection, or a sense of routine after repeated tension. By including passion and intimacy alongside conflict resolution, the book recognizes that relationship repair is not only about stopping arguments, but also about restoring connection. This broader view helps distinguish it from guides that focus narrowly on communication skills. The practical implication is that couples are encouraged to address both the emotional atmosphere of the relationship and the physical or affectionate bond. That matters because solving problems without rebuilding closeness can leave a relationship functional but disconnected. In this respect, the book aims to support not just peace in the household, but renewed warmth and mutual engagement. Lastly, step-by-step exercises for rebuilding trust and future planning. The structure of the book appears to move beyond immediate conflict toward longer-term stability, especially through trust building and shared planning. That is significant because trust problems are rarely solved by a single conversation. They usually require repeated, observable changes in behavior. A step-by-step format is well suited to that reality, since it encourages gradual repair rather than demanding instant resolution. The inclusion of future planning also suggests that the book is not only about fixing what is broken, but about helping couples define where they want the relationship to go next. This makes the book more practical than purely reflective relationship writing, because it converts abstract goals into concrete exercises. Its emphasis on workshop-style guidance likely helps readers stay engaged and measure progress. In category terms, this gives the book a strong application-oriented identity it is meant to be used, not just read. In conclusion, Couples Therapy at Home is best suited for couples who want a practical, low-barrier way to improve their relationship without committing to formal therapy right away. It is especially relevant for readers dealing with recurring conflict, communication breakdowns, distance, or a loss of intimacy, as well as for couples who prefer structured exercises over general relationship commentary. Its main benefit is that it turns broad therapy concepts into an everyday routine that feels manageable and specific. That makes it useful both for couples in mild tension and for those trying to prevent small problems from hardening into larger patterns. What helps it stand out in a crowded relationship advice market is its combination of therapist-informed methods, short daily commitment, and workshop-like structure. Many books offer reassurance or theory. This one emphasizes repeatable practice, which gives it clearer practical value. It does not replace professional therapy, but it offers an accessible bridge for readers who want to start improving communication, rebuilding trust, and strengthening closeness in a deliberate way. If you would like to support Rachel Prescott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.